I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report describes increasing persecution in Burkina Faso. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman tells us,
since 2016, there has been a 1,000% increase in violent events, and a lot of those have been against Christians and also against Muslims.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom calls for continued support to protect religious freedom in Burkina Faso.
The U.S. government has put a great emphasis on religious freedom and drawing attention to a country like Burkina Faso that has been somewhat ignored, even as the violence has continued to rise.
Visit us online for ways to help persecuted Christians through VOM Canada. And believers have to have knowledge before they can plant churches. Their program for theological education by extension offers that in the Arab world. Executive Director Victor Sadek describes their work in Egypt.
The program of PTE was organized that the student or the church leader could really study by himself at home and then share this with the facilitator in once a week meeting. So many people from the majority background, which cannot go to an official Bible school, was joining really in small groups in different places and studying.
We can be praying that students and staff stay healthy. And remember, COVID-19 challenges are not too hard for God. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a pretty rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.